answered Dan. Almost as soon as she had gone, an agonizing wail broke out in the main clearing. Fireheart raced through the ferns to see that Longtail and Graystripe were bringing Swiftpaw's body back for burial. When the limp black and white shape had been laid in the center of the clearing, his mentor crouched beside him, touching his nose to his fur in the ritual position of mourning. Swiftpaw's mother, Goldenflower, sat next to him, while Bramblekit and Tawnykit, Swiftpaw's half-brother and half-sister, looked on with wide, scared eyes. A fresh wave of grief flooded through Fireheart. Longtail had been a good mentor to Swiftpaw. He did not deserve the pain he was going through now. Returning to Cinderpelt's clearing, he saw that Sandstorm had padded over to stand beside the medicine cat, who was pressing fresh cobwebs onto the blood-soaked dressings.
"Maybe she'll pull through," she mewed. "If any cat can help her, you can, Cinderpelt."
Cinderpelt looked up and blinked gratefully.
"Thanks, Sandstorm, but healing herbs can only do so much, and if Lostface lives, she might not thank me."
She caught Fireheart's eye, and he saw in her face a fear that the injured cat would be unable to cope with her horrifically changed appearance. What future lay ahead for a cat whose scars would remind her forever of this living nightmare?
"I'll still look after her," vowed Cloudtail, glancing up from his gentle licking.
Fireheart felt a burst of pride. If only his former apprentice could show the same unquestioning loyalty to the warrior code, he would be one of the finest warriors in ThunderClan. Sandstorm gently nosed Lostface and then drew away.
"I'll fetch some fresh kill for you and Cloudtail," she meowed to Cinderpelt. "And a piece for Lostface, too. She might want something if she wakes up."
Determinedly optimistic, she padded out into the clearing.
"I don't want anything to eat," mewed Cloudtail.
His voice was dull and exhausted.
"I feel sick."
"You need to sleep,"
Cinderpelt told him.
"I'll give you some poppy seeds."
"I don't want poppy seeds either. I want to stay with Lostface."
"I'm not asking you what you want. I'm telling you what you need," Cinderpelt retorted. "You kept vigil last night, remember?"
More gently, she added,
"I promise I'll wake you if there's any change."
While she went to fetch the seeds, Fireheart gave his kin a sympathetic glance. "She's the medicine cat," he pointed out. "She knows what's best." Cloudtail didn't reply. But when Cinderpelt came back carrying a dried poppy head and shook a few seeds out in front of him, he licked them up without complaining. Exhausted, he curled himself close to Lostface and was asleep within a few heartbeats.
"I never thought he would care for another cat as much as that," Fireheart murmured. "You didn't notice?"
For all her anxiety, there was a glint of amusement in Cinderpelt's blue eyes.
"He's been padding after Brightpaw, Lostface, for a season now. He really loves her, you know."
Seeing the two young cats curled up together, Fireheart could believe it. Fireheart headed toward the pile of fresh kill. It was almost sun high, but though the rays poured down brightly into the clearing, there was little warmth in them. Leaf Bear had come to the forest. Days had passed since Swiftpaw had been killed and Lostface injured. Fireheart had just been to check on her, and she still clung to life. Cinderpelt began to be cautiously optimistic that she would survive. Cloudtail spent nearly every moment with her. Fireheart had excused him temporarily from warrior duties so that he could care for the injured cat. As Fireheart crossed the clearing, he saw Graystripe emerge from the warrior's den and approach the freshkill pile. Darkstripe overtook him before he reached it and shouldered him aside to snatch up a rabbit. Dustpelt, already choosing his own meal, gave Graystripe a hostile glare, and the gray warrior hesitated, unwilling to go any closer until the other two warriors had withdrawn to the nettle patch to eat. Quickening his pace, Fireheart came up beside his friend.
"Ignore them," he muttered. "They keep their brains in their tails."
Graystripe flashed him a grateful glance before picking a magpie out of the pile.
"Let's eat together," Fireheart suggested,
choosing a vole and leading the way to a sunny patch of ground near the warrior's den.
"And don't let those two worry you," he added. "They can't stay hostile forever."
Graystripe did not look convinced, but he said nothing more
and the two warriors settled down to eat. Across the clearing, Tawny Kit and Bramble Kit were playing with Willow Pelt's three kits. Fireheart felt a pang of grief as he remembered how Lost Face had sometimes played with them, as if she were looking forward to having kits herself. Would she ever mother her own litter now?
I can't get over how much that kit looks like his father,
meowed Graystripe after watching them for a moment. Just so long as he doesn't behave like his father, Fireheart replied. He stiffened when he saw Bramble Kit bowl over one of Willow Pelt's much smaller kits, but relaxed again as the tiny tortoiseshell sprang up and hurled herself joyfully on Bramble Kit.
It must be time he was apprenticed, remarked Graystripe. He and Tawny Kit are older than...
He broke off, and a distant, sorrowful expression clouded his amber eyes. Fireheart knew that he was thinking of his own kits, left behind in RiverClan.
Yes, it's time I was thinking about mentors, he agreed, hoping to distract his friend from his bittersweet memories.
I'll ask Blue Star if I can mentor Bramble Kit myself. Who do you think would...
You'll mentor Bramble Kit?
Graystripe stared at him.
Is that a good idea?
Why shouldn't I? Fireheart asked, feeling his fur start to prickle. I haven't an apprentice now that Cloudtail has been made a warrior.
Because you don't like Bramble Kit, retorted Graystripe.
I don't blame you, but wouldn't he be better off with a mentor who trusts him?
Fireheart hesitated.
There was some truth in what Graystripe said, but Fireheart knew that he couldn't give the task to any other cat.
He had to have Bramble Kit under his own guidance to make sure he stayed loyal to ThunderClan.
My mind's made up, he mewed curtly. I wanted to ask you who you think would be good for Tawny Kit.
Graystripe paused, as if he wanted to go on arguing, then shrugged.
I'm surprised you have to ask. There's an obvious choice.
When Fireheart didn't speak, he added,
Sandstorm, you mouse brain!
Fireheart took a mouthful of vole to give himself time to think of an answer. Sandstorm was an experienced warrior. She had been an apprentice along with Fireheart himself, Graystripe, and Dustpelt, and she was the only one of the four never to have had an apprentice of her own. Yet something made him reluctant to give Tawny Kit to her. Swallowing the vole, he meowed. I more or less promised Snow Kit to Brackenfur. It's only fair I should ask Blue Star if he can mentor Tawny Kit, seeing as he was disappointed so recently. Besides, he's a fine warrior and he'll do a good job. Graystripe's eyes glowed briefly with pride. Brackenfur had been his apprentice, and he was clearly delighted to hear how well the young warrior was doing. Then he twitched his ears disbelievingly.
Come on, Fireheart. That's not the real reason, and you know it.
What do you mean?
You don't want to give Tawny Kit to Sandstorm because you're afraid of what Tiger Star might do.
Staring at his friend, Fireheart knew that the Gray Warrior was right. The reason had been there in his mind, but he had refused to admit it, even to himself.
You want to protect her,
Graystripe went on, when Fireheart didn't speak.
And what's wrong with that?
Fireheart demanded.
Tigerstar already encouraged Darkstripe to take the kits out of camp to visit him. Do you think that will be the end of it? Do you think he'll be content just to see them at gatherings?
No, I don't,
Graystripe gave an exasperated snort.
But what will Sandstorm think? She's not some pretty little kitty pet hiding behind big, strong warriors. She can take care of herself.
Fireheart shrugged uncomfortably. Sandstorm will just have to accept the decision. I'm sure Blue Star will agree to let Brackenfur have Tawny Kit. Graystripe's amber eyes gleamed in anticipation of trouble ahead.
You're the deputy, but Sandstorm isn't going to like it, he predicted.
You want to mentor Bramble Kit? Asked Blue Star.
Fireheart stood in her den. He had just raised the question of the new apprentices, suggesting that they should hold the naming ceremony at sunset.
Yes, he mewed.
And Brackenfur to mentor Tawny Kit. Blue Star gazed at him with narrowed eyes.
A traitor to mentor the son of a traitor,
she rasped. Clearly she had no interest in who should mentor Tawny Kit.
How suitable.
Blue Star, there are no traitors in the clan now, Fireheart tried to assure her, pushing down his misgivings about Bramble Kit. Blue Star gave a disdainful sniff.
Do what you want, Fireheart.
Why should I care what happens to this nest of rogues?
Fireheart gave up his attempt to reason with her. Backing out of the den, he returned to the clearing. The sun was already going down, and the clan had begun to gather in anticipation of the ceremony. Fireheart spotted Brackenfur and called him over. I think you're ready for an apprentice, he announced. How would you like to mentor Tawnykit? Brackenfur's eyes glowed.
Do you really mean it?
He stammered.
That would be great.
You'll do a fine job, Fireheart meowed. Do you know what to do in the ceremony? He paused as Sandstorm appeared from the warrior's den and began walking toward him. Hang on, Brackenfur, he muttered hastily. I'll be back in a moment. Then he went to meet the pale ginger warrior.
What's this Graystripe tells me?
Sandstorm demanded as soon as he was in earshot.
Is it true that you asked Blue Star if Brackenfur could mentor Tawnykit?
Fireheart swallowed. Her green eyes were blazing with anger, and the fur on her shoulders bristled.
Yes, it's true, he began. But I'm more experienced than he is.
Fireheart resisted the urge to tell her the truth, so that Sandstorm knew he was doing it for her sake and for no other reason. But telling her that she wasn't going to mentor Tawnykit because he wanted to protect her from possible trouble with Tiger Star would make her even more furious. She would only think that he had judged her too weak to deal with the threat posed by the Shadow Clan leader.
Well,
Sandstorm insisted,
don't you think I'm capable of being a good mentor?
It's not that at all, Fireheart protested.
Then what? Give me one good reason why I shouldn't mentor Tawnykit.
Because I... Fireheart cast around desperately for something he could tell her.
Because I want you to lead extra hunting patrols. You're a brilliant hunter, Sandstorm. The best. And with Leaf Bear here, prey will be scarce again. We're really going to need you.
As he spoke, he realized that what he said was true. Extra hunting patrols led by Sandstorm would be one way to solve the problem of feeding the clan through the bitter moons of Leaf Bear. Sandstorm, however, was not impressed.
You're just making excuses, she meowed scornfully. There's no reason why I shouldn't lead hunting patrols and mentor Tawnykit. She's bright and fast, and I bet she turns out to be a brilliant hunter, too.
I'm sorry, Fireheart mewed. I've already asked Brackenfur to take Tawnykit. I'll ask Blue Star to give you one of Willowpelt's kits when the worst of Leaf Bear is over, okay?
No, it's not okay,
Sandstorm hissed.
I haven't done anything to be passed over like this. I won't forget this in a hurry, Fireheart.
She turned away and went to join Frostfur and Brindleface. Fireheart took a step after her and then stopped. There was nothing he could say, and besides, Blue Star had just appeared from her den to call the clan to the meeting. As the clan assembled, Fireheart noticed Graystripe crouching alone not far from the High Rock. Mousefur stalked pointedly past him on her way to sit with the other she-cats. Frustrated at the way some of the clan still refused to accept Graystripe, Fireheart wanted to go over to reassure him, but he had to stay where he was, ready for his part in the ceremony. A moment later, Cloudtail and Whitestorm appeared from the fern tunnel leading to Cinderpelt's den and settled down alongside the Grey Warrior, to Fireheart's relief. Cinderpelt followed them out of the ferns and limped hurriedly over to Fireheart. As she drew closer, he saw that her blue eyes were sparkling.
Good news, Fireheart, she announced. Lost Face just woke up and managed to eat some fresh kill. I think she's going to be okay.
Fireheart let out a delighted purr.
That's great, Cinderpelt.
But for all his relief at the news, he couldn't help wondering how Lost Face would cope when she learned that her face was so terribly injured.
She's already sitting up and trying to groom herself,
Cinderpelt went on.
But she's still very shaky. She'll need to stay in my den for a few days yet.
Has she said anything about what attacked her? Cinderpelt shook her head.
I tried to ask her, but it upsets her too much to think about it. She still cries out pack and kill in her nightmares.
The clan needs to know, Fireheart reminded her.
Then the clan will have to wait,
Cinderpelt assured sharply.
Lost Face needs peace and quiet if she's going to get better.
Fireheart wanted to ask her when she thought Lost Face would be fit to talk to him, but he had to pay attention to the ceremony as Goldenflower came out of the nursery, flanked by her two kits. Fireheart could see she had groomed both of them especially carefully. Tawnykit's tortoiseshell fur glowed in the dying sun, and Bramblekit's dark tabby pelt had a glossy sheen. As they approached the high rock, Tawnykit bounced around with excitement, but Bramblekit seemed calm, padding forward with his head and tail held high. Fireheart wondered if this was what Tiger Star had looked like when he had first been made an apprentice. Had he shown the same promise of courage and a long life in the service of his clan? Had his clan leader and his mentor had any idea of what he was destined to become? Blue Star called both kits forward to stand beside her at the foot of the high rock. Fireheart noticed that she was looking more alert than usual, as if even she could not be indifferent to the prospect of more warriors to fight for her clan.
Brackenfur, she began. Fireheart tells me that you are ready for your first apprentice. You will be mentor to Tawnypaw.
Looking nearly as excited as his new apprentice, Brackenfur stepped forward, and Tawnypaw ran up to meet him.
Brackenfur,
Blue Star continued,
you have shown yourself to be a warrior of loyalty and forethought. Do your best to pass on these qualities to Tawnypaw.
Brackenfur and Tawnypaw touched noses and withdrew to the side of the clearing, while Blue Star turned to Fireheart.
Now that Cloudtail is a warrior, she went on, you are free to take on another apprentice. You will be mentor to Bramblepaw.
Her eyes glittered as she gazed at Fireheart, and he realized with a flash of horror that she was suspicious of his motives in offering to train Tigerstar's son. Fireheart tried to meet his leader's icy gaze steadily. Whatever Blue Star thought, he knew that he was motivated by loyalty to his clan. Bramblepaw padded toward his mentor, and Fireheart went to meet him in the middle of the circle of cats. Looking down into the young cat's eyes, he felt both stirred and challenged by the blaze of enthusiasm there. What a warrior he'll make, Fireheart thought, and then added silently, if only he weren't Tiger Star's son.
Fireheart, you have shown yourself to be a warrior of rare courage and quick thinking, meowed Blue Star, her eyes narrowed. I'm sure that you will pass on all you know to this young apprentice.
Fireheart bent his head to touch noses with Bramblepaw. As he led the new apprentice back to the side of the clearing, Bramblepaw asked,
what do we do now, Fireheart? I want to learn everything, fighting and hunting and all about the other clans.
In spite of his misgivings, Fireheart had to admit that Bramblepaw clearly knew nothing about the old hostility between his mentor and his father. That was thanks to Goldenflower, who sat looking at them with an unreadable expression. Fireheart guessed she wouldn't be too pleased that he had chosen to train Tigerstar's son himself. And what would happen when Tigerstar found out? He could feel Darkstripe watching him closely and knew that the Dark Warrior would take the news to Tigerstar at the next gathering, if not before. All in good time, Fireheart promised the eager apprentice. Tomorrow we'll go with Brackenfur and your sister to tour the territory. Then you'll learn where the borders are and how to recognize the scents of the other clans.
Great!
Bramblepaw let out an excited squeak. But for now, Fireheart went on as Blue Star drew the meeting to a close. You can go and get to know the other apprentices. Don't forget you sleep in their den tonight. He flicked his tail in dismissal, and Bramblepaw dashed off to his sister's side as the other cats started to crowd around, congratulating the two new apprentices and calling them by their new names. Watching them, Fireheart saw Graystripe get up and come toward him, passing Sandstorm on the way. He heard the ginger she-cat meow,
Graystripe, aren't you sorry you weren't given an apprentice?
In a way,
Graystripe replied. He sounded awkward, shooting Fireheart a sideways glance as he spoke.
I can't expect one for a while, though. Half the clan haven't accepted me yet.
Then half the clan are stupid furballs,
asserted Sandstorm, giving the gray warrior's ear a lick.
Graystripe shrugged. I know I'll have to prove my loyalty before I can mentor an apprentice again. And you'll have one soon,
he added, as if he could read her mind,
when Willowpelt's kits are ready.
An annoyed look flashed across Sandstorm's face. Fireheart wondered whether he ought to try talking to her again, but as she spotted his hesitant approach, she turned to Graystripe and meowed loudly.
Come on, let's see if there's any fresh kill left.
Fireheart halted and watched miserably as Sandstorm got to her paws and led the way over to the pile of prey. Graystripe followed her, casting a worried glance at Fireheart as he went. Seeing Sandstorm turn her back on him, Fireheart felt bitter disappointment welling up inside him. However hard he tried, all his attempts to rekindle the old bond between him and Sandstorm seemed to be failing, and he missed her with a loneliness that could not be comforted by any of the other cats that thronged around him. Chapter 21.
Keep well back, Brackenfur warned. This is a dangerous place.
He and Fireheart, with their two apprentices, were standing at the edge of the Thunderpath. Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw wrinkled their noses against its bitter smell.
It doesn't look dangerous to me, meowed Bramblepaw.
Tentatively, he reached out one paw to place it on the dark, stony surface. At the same moment, Fireheart felt the ground tremble with the roar of an approaching monster.
Get back! He snarled.
Bramblepaw leaped back into the safety of the verge as the monster flashed past, buffeting his fur with hot, stinking wind. He was quivering with shock. Tawnypaw's eyes were wide with astonishment.
What was that?
She mewed. A monster, Fireheart explained. They carry two legs in their belly, but they never leave the Thunderpath, so you're quite safe as long as you stay away from it. He fixed Bramblepaw with a stern gaze. When a warrior tells you to do something, you do it. Ask questions if you like, but afterward. Bramblepaw nodded, scuffling his paws.
Sorry, Fireheart.
He was already recovering from the shock. Fireheart had to admit that many more experienced cats would have been terrified to find themselves so close to a monster. Since they had left camp that morning, Bramblepaw had shown himself to be brave, curious, and eager to learn. Sandstorm, Graystripe, and Whitestorm had gone out on the dawn patrol, while Fireheart and Brackenfur gave their apprentices the tour of the territory. Fireheart had found himself moving with extra stealth along the once familiar trails, haunted by shadows and afraid at any moment that he would come face to face with the dark presence in the forest. He had kept well away from Snake Rocks, unwilling to risk that accursed place with two new apprentices. Soon, he knew, he would have to do something about the threat that lurked there, but he was waiting until Lost Face was well enough to tell them exactly what had attacked her. And deep down, Fireheart couldn't help wondering if, even when they knew, his warriors would be able to deal with it.
What's over there?
Tawnypaw flicked her tail at the part of the forest on the other side of the Thunderpath.
That's Shadow Clan territory, Brackenfur told her. Can you smell their scent?
A chill breeze was carrying the scent of Shadow Clan toward them. Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw opened their mouths to taste it.
We've smelled that before, announced Tawnypaw.
Oh? Brackenfur shot a startled glance at Fireheart.
When Darkstripe brought us to the border to meet our father, explained Bramblepaw.
I spotted them. Fireheart wanted Brackenfur to know that this wasn't news to him. I suppose we can't blame Tiger Star for wanting to see them, he added, forcing himself to be charitable. Brackenfur didn't reply, but he looked faintly worried, as if he shared Fireheart's misgivings about Tiger Star's relationship with these ThunderClan kits.
Can we go over there now and see our father?
Tawnypaw asked eagerly.
No,
Brackenfur sounded shocked.
Clan cats don't go into each other's territory. If a patrol caught us, there would be big trouble. Not if we told them Tiger Star's our father, Bramblepaw insisted. He wanted to see us last time.
Brackenfur told you no, Fireheart snapped. And if I catch either of you setting one paw across the border, I'll have your tails off. Tawnypaw jumped back as if she thought he was going to carry out the threat there and then. Bramblepaw's amber eyes searched Fireheart's face for several heartbeats.
Fireheart, he meowed hesitantly. There's something else, isn't there? Why will no cat talk to us about our father? Why did he leave ThunderClan?
Fireheart stared down at his apprentice. He couldn't see any way of avoiding such a direct question. Long ago, he had promised Golden Flower that he would tell her kits the truth. but he had hoped for a bit more time to think out exactly what he would say. He exchanged a quick glance with Brackenfur, and the young warrior murmured, "If you don't tell them, some other cat will." He was right, Fireheart realized. The time had come for him to fulfill his promise to Goldenflower. Clearing his throat, he meowed. "All right, let's find a place to rest and I'll tell you." He retreated several rabbit hops from the thunderpath until he came to a dip in the ground sheltered by a few clumps of fern, brown and broken now in the frosts of leaf bear. The two apprentices followed, their eyes wide and curious. Fireheart checked that there was no smell of dog before settling down in a patch of dry grass, tucking his paws under his chest. Brackenfur remained at the top of the slope, keeping watch for danger, from the dog or from ShadowClan territory so close by. "Before I tell you about your father," Fireheart began, "I want you to remember that ThunderClan is proud of you. You'll both make fine warriors. What I'm going to say now won't make any difference to that." The apprentice's curiosity changed to uneasiness as they listened. Fireheart knew they must be wondering what was coming next. "Tigerstar is a great warrior," he went on, "and he always wanted to be leader of a clan. Before he left ThunderClan, he was deputy." Bramblepaw's eyes glowed excitedly.
"When I'm a warrior, I'd like to be deputy too."
Fireheart's fur prickled at this evidence of his apprentice's ambition, so like Tigerstar's. "Be quiet and listen." Bramblepaw dipped his head obediently. "As I said, Tigerstar has always been a great warrior," Fireheart continued, forcing each word into the cold air. "But there was a fight with RiverClan over Sunning Rocks, and Tigerstar used the battle to kill Redtail, who was the ThunderClan deputy then. He blamed a RiverClan warrior, but we found out what really happened." He paused. Both apprentices were staring at him with disbelief and horror in their eyes.
"You mean he killed a cat of his own clan?"
Tawnypaw faltered.
"I don't believe it,"
Bramblepaw let out a desperate cry. "It's true," Fireheart meowed, feeling sick with the effort of telling these kits the truth about their father's treachery in a way that was loyal to their mother's insistence that the account be unbiased and would not alienate the kits from their birth clan. "He hoped he would be made deputy in Redtail's place, but Bluestar chose a cat named Lionheart instead."
"Tigerstar didn't kill Lionheart as well?"
asked Bramblepaw, his voice quavering. "No, he didn't. Lionheart died in a battle with ShadowClan. Tigerstar became deputy then, but that wasn't enough for him. He wanted to be leader." He paused again, wondering how much to say. No need to burden these apprentices, he decided, with the tale of how Cinderpelt had been injured in a trap set by Tigerstar for Bluestar, or Tigerstar's attempts to murder Fireheart himself. "He gathered a band of rogues from the forest," he continued. "They attacked ThunderClan, and Tigerstar tried to kill Bluestar."
"Kill Bluestar?"
Tawnypaw gasped.
"But she's our leader."
"Tigerstar thought that he could make himself leader in her place," Fireheart explained, keeping his voice carefully neutral. "The clan sent him into exile, and that's when he joined ShadowClan and became their leader." The two apprentices looked at each other.
"So our father was a traitor?"
mewed Bramblepaw softly.
"Well, yes," Fireheart replied. "But I know it's hard to think about that. Just remember that both of you can be proud to belong to ThunderClan, and the clan is proud of you, just as I said. You're not responsible for what your father did. You can be great warriors, completely loyal to your clan and the warrior code."
"But our father wasn't loyal,"
Tawnypaw mewed.
"Does that mean he's our enemy now?"
Fireheart met her scared gaze. "All cats from other clans have to have their own interests at heart," he told her gently. "That's what clan loyalty means. Your father is loyal to ShadowClan now, just as it is your duty to be loyal to ThunderClan." There was silence for a few heartbeats, and then Tawnypaw drew herself up and gave her chest fur a few quick licks.
Thank you for telling us, Fireheart. Is it really true that the rest of the clan is proud of us?
It really is, Fireheart assured her. Don't forget, the clan discovered all this when you two were only newborns, and they've never wanted to punish you, have they? Tawnypaw blinked gratefully at him. Glancing at Bramblepaw, Fireheart saw that he was gazing up at the sky between the arching fronds of fern. There was no reading the emotion in his amber eyes. Bramblepaw, Fireheart meowed uneasily. The young cat did not respond. Wanting to reassure him, Fireheart went on. Work hard and be loyal to your clan, and no cat will blame you for what your father did. Bramblepaw's head whipped around. His eyes glared at his mentor with all the hostility that Fireheart had once seen in Tiger Star. He had never looked more like his father.
But that's not true, is it? He hissed. You blame us. I don't care what you're saying now. I've seen the way you look at me. You think I'll be a traitor just like he was. You'll never trust me, whatever I do.
Fireheart stared at him, unable to deny the young cat's accusations. For a few heartbeats, he had no idea what to say. While he hesitated, Bramblepaw sprang to his paws and blundered through the ferns to the top of the hollow, where Brackenfur was waiting. Tawnypaw cast one scared look at Fireheart and scurried after her brother. Fireheart heard Brackenfur meow.
Ready to go? Let's head along the border up to Four Trees.
He paused and called out,
Fireheart, are you ready?
Coming,
Fireheart replied. His heart was heavy as he rose and followed the apprentices. Had he managed to explain to them the true meaning of loyalty? Or had he simply succeeded in pushing them further away from ThunderClan and from him? As he and Brackenfur led the apprentices back through their territory, Fireheart kept watch for any signs of the mysterious evil in the forest. He saw nothing. There were no unusual scents and no signs of scattered prey. The evil, whatever it was, had gone to ground again, and somehow that made Fireheart more afraid. What was it that could wreak such terrible damage and then fade into the depths of the forest as if it had never been? I must talk to Lost Face as soon as I can, he decided. The cats were still being hunted. He was sure of that, and it was only a matter of time before another one was caught. Early the next morning, Fireheart emerged into the clearing to find the Dawn Patrol getting ready to leave. Graystripe and Sandstorm were waiting beside the entrance to the Gorse Tunnel, while Dustpelt was calling Ashpaw from the apprentice's den. Fireheart hurried toward the entrance, but before he reached it, he heard Sandstorm meow loudly to Graystripe.
I'm tired of hanging about. I'll meet you at the top of the ravine.
Without looking at Fireheart, she whipped around and disappeared. Sadness almost overwhelmed Fireheart, and he halted at the mouth of the Gorse Tunnel, tasting the last of Sandstorm's scent as she retreated. Give her time, Graystripe meowed, touching his nose to Fireheart's shoulder. She'll come around.
I don't know. Ever since the meeting with WindClan?
He stopped as Dustpelt and Ashpaw hurried up, and stood back to let the rest of the patrol follow Sandstorm. At least, Fireheart told himself, Dustpelt seemed to be reconciled to Graystripe's return, to the extent of going on patrol with him. Perhaps time was all his friend would need to truly be part of the clan again. Fireheart padded across the clearing to Cinderpelt's den. Lostface was seated in a patch of sunlight with Cloudtail beside her, gently washing her. The wounds along her sides were healing cleanly, and her ginger and white fur was beginning to grow back. And as he approached, Fireheart thought for a single heartbeat that she was almost back to normal. Then she lifted her head, and for the first time he saw the damaged side of her face without its covering of cobwebs. Freshly healed scars were stretched across Lostface's cheek, bare flesh where no fur would ever grow. Her eye was gone, and her ear was reduced to a few shreds. Fireheart realized how dreadfully apt the name Lostface was, and remembered her as she had been before, bright and lively. Anger burned deep in his belly. Somehow he must drive this evil out of the forest. Lost Face let out a faint whimper as Fireheart approached and shrank closer to Cloudtail.
It's okay,
Cloudtail mewed softly.
It's only Fireheart.
Looking up at his former mentor, he explained.
You came up on her blind side. She's scared when cats do that, but she's getting better every day.
That's right,
agreed Cinderpelt, emerging from her den. Limping over to Fireheart so she could speak to him without Lost Face overhearing, she went on.
To be honest, there's not much more I can do for her. She just needs time to get strong.
How long? Fireheart asked. I need to talk to her, and it's time Cloudtail was going back to his warrior duties. I know Sandstorm wants him for her hunting patrol. He gave his kin a sympathetic glance, still admiring him for his loyalty to Lost Face. Cinderpelt shrugged.
I'll have to let Lost Face decide when she feels ready to leave my den. Have you thought about what's going to happen to her now?
Fireheart shook his head.
Officially, she's a warrior.
And you think she'd be happy among you ruffians in the warrior's den?
Cinderpelt let out a mew of exasperation.
She still needs someone to look after her.
I think she could go and live with the elders, at least while she's still getting stronger.
It was Cloudtail who spoke. He had padded over to join Fireheart and the medicine cat.
Speckletail is still grieving in the elder's den for Snowkit. It would do her good to have another cat to care for.
That's a brilliant idea, Fireheart meowed warmly.
I'm not sure,
Cinderpelt objected.
What's Speckletail going to think? You know how prickly and proud she is. She wouldn't like the idea that you were doing her a favor by trying to distract her from Snowkit's death.
Leave Speckletail to me, Fireheart meowed. I'll tell her that she's doing me a favor by looking after Lost Face.
That might work,
agreed Cinderpelt.
And when Lost Face is a bit better, she could help the elders and free up the apprentices for other duties.
Let's ask her,
meowed Cloudtail. He bounded back to Lost Face's side and pressed close to her.
Lost Face, Fireheart wants to talk to you.
Fireheart followed. Lost Face, it's Fireheart. Her ravaged face turned slowly toward him.
Would you like to go and stay with the elders for a while? He suggested. It would be a load off my mind if you could help look after them. The apprentices have too much to do as it is.
Lost Face gave a nervous start and looked at Cloudtail with her one good eye.
I don't have to, do I? I'm not an elder.
Cloudtail pressed his muzzle against her wounded face.
No one will make you do anything you don't want to.
But you'd be doing me a favor, Fireheart added quickly. Speckletail's still grieving for Snowkit, and it will do her good to have a young, energetic cat around. As Lost Face still hesitated, he went on. It's just until you get your strength back.
And when you're strong again, I'll help you train, Cloudtail added. I'm sure you'll be able to hunt with your good eye and ear. It'll just take a bit of practice.
Lost Face's eye began to glow with hope. And she nodded slowly.
All right, Fireheart. If that's the best way I can be useful.
It is, I promise. And Lost Face? Fireheart crouched down beside her and gave her a reassuring lick. Is there anything you can tell me about that day in the forest? Did you see what attacked you? Lost Face's flicker of confidence died, and she shrank back against Cloudtail again.
I don't remember.
She whimpered.
I'm sorry, Fireheart, I don't remember.
Cloudtail licked her head comfortingly.
It's all right. You don't have to think about it now.
Fireheart tried to hide his disappointment. Never mind. If you do think of anything, tell me right away.
I'll tell you one thing,
Cloudtail growled.
When we find out who did this to her, I'll make crow food of them. I promise you that.
Chapter 22. A full moon crossed the sky behind thin wisps of cloud as Blue Star led her warriors to the gathering. Fireheart was already uneasy. In spite of her declaration of war against Star Clan, Blue Star had insisted on going.
How can I trust you to lead the clan?
She had spat at her deputy when he had asked her which warriors he should take. Fireheart had simply bowed his head in obedience, but he could still feel the pain of knowing that his leader was convinced he was a traitor. He also had his doubts about including Graystripe, but his friend had begged desperately to be allowed to come.
"Please, Fireheart, I'll be able to get news of Featherkit and Stormkit,"
he had meowed. Fireheart knew that Graystripe was inviting hostility from RiverClan by appearing so soon after the battle at Sunning Rocks, and had half hoped that Bluestar would refuse, but the ThunderClan leader had merely flicked her tail dismissively.
"Let him come. You're all traitors, so what does it matter?"
Now Fireheart bunched together with the other ThunderClan warriors to follow Bluestar down the slope. As they emerged into the hollow, the first thing he saw was Tigerstar and Leopardstar sitting side by side, watching approvingly as a group of their apprentices scuffled playfully with each other. Fireheart's fur crawled as he saw those two together. He still had no evidence that Tigerstar was plotting revenge on his former clan, but Leopardstar would certainly be feeling hostile after her clan's defeat at Sunning Rocks.
"You've done a good job there,"
meowed Leopardstar to her companion.
"Those are strong young cats, and they've learned their fighting moves well."
A purr rumbled in Tigerstar's chest.
"We've made some progress," he agreed, "but there's a long way to go yet."
A pair of tumbling apprentices rolled right up to their leader's paws, and Leopardstar shifted backward to give them more room. The young Shadow Clan cats were certainly muscular and well-fed, Fireheart thought. He could hardly believe they were the same scrawny creatures who had almost died when the sickness swept through their clan. He exchanged an uneasy glance with Graystripe. Sooner or later, he was sure, ThunderClan would have to meet these skilled fighters in battle. At a word from Tigerstar, the apprentices stopped their playful skirmish and sat up, licking their ruffled fur. The two leaders began to make their way toward the Great Rock. Fireheart spotted Bluestar already waiting at its base, but he couldn't see Tallstar, the WindClan leader. As the ThunderClan cats dispersed to meet with warriors in other clans, he noticed Graystripe hurrying up to a plump, bracken-colored she-cat and caught the scent of RiverClan from her. Fireheart felt a pang of anxiety as he watched his friend. He trusted Graystripe absolutely, even though he would always have one paw in RiverClan while his kits were there. But several ThunderClan warriors would doubt his loyalty if they saw him so eager to talk to a RiverClan cat.
"Mothpelt, how are you?"
Graystripe greeted the she-cat.
"How are Featherkit and Stormkit?"
"Featherpaw and Stormpaw now,"
replied Mothpelt proudly.
"They've just been apprenticed."
"That's great!"
Graystripe's yellow eyes were glowing as he turned to Fireheart.
"Did you hear what Mothpelt said? My kits are apprentices now."
He glanced around.
"They're not here, are they?"
Mossbelt shook her head.
"They're too newly apprenticed for that. Maybe next time. I'll tell them you were asking after them, Graystripe."
"Thanks."
Graystripe's excitement faded and was replaced by anxiety.
"What did they think when I didn't come back from the battle?"
"Once they knew you weren't dead, they coped well," replied
Mossbelt.
"Come on, Graystripe. It wasn't much of a shock. Every cat in RiverClan knew you would go back eventually."
Graystripe blinked in surprise.
"Really?"
"Really. All the time you used to spend mooning around on the border or looking across the river, all the stories you told those kits about what you and Fireheart used to get up to when you were apprentices, it wasn't hard to see that your heart had never left ThunderClan."
Graystripe blinked again.
"I'm sorry, Mothpelt."
"Nothing to be sorry for," retorted Mothpelt briskly. "And you can be sure that your kits will be well cared for. I'll keep an eye on them, and Mistyfoot and Stonefur are mentoring them."
"They are?"
Graystripe's eyes lit up again.
"That's great!"
Fireheart felt a pang of misgiving. Mistyfoot and Stonefur were both fine warriors, but he wondered why they had agreed to mentor Graystripe's kits. Mistyfoot had been a good friend to their mother, Silverstream, and so she might be expected to take an interest. But she and her brother had reacted with such hostility when he told them that Bluestar was their mother that Fireheart was surprised they wanted anything to do with kits who were half ThunderClan. Or was it possible that they wanted to teach the kits to be especially hostile toward their father's clan?
"You'll tell them how proud I am, won't you?"
Graystripe meowed urgently to Mosspelt.
And remind them to do what their mentors tell them?
Of course I will.
Mosspelt let out a reassuring purr.
And I know Mistyfoot will help you keep in touch with them. Leopard Star might not like it, but, well, what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Fireheart had his doubts. After her rejection of Blue Star, Mistyfoot might not want anything more to do with ThunderClan. He suspected she would feel more loyal than ever to RiverClan and Greypool, the cat she had always loved as her mother.
Thanks, Mothpelt, mewed Graystripe. I won't forget all you've done.
He looked around as yowling sounded from the top of the great rock to signal the start of the meeting. Turning, Fireheart saw that all four leaders were now assembled, their pelts shining in the moonlight as they stood looking down at the cats below. He paid little attention as the leaders formally opened the meeting. Instead, he wondered whether Blue Star would mention the terrible assault on Swiftpaw and Brightpaw, and whether any of the other leaders had similar news. Fireheart almost hoped that they had, because that would prove that the dark force in the forest was not a threat to ThunderClan alone, and so had not been sent by StarClan to punish Blue Star's challenge to them. Fireheart couldn't help thinking it was something greater even than that, a huge shadow that encompassed the whole forest, something that did not know the warrior code and regarded the cats merely as its prey. When Tall Star had finished, Tiger Star stepped forward. He gave a quick summary of how Shadow Clan's training program was progressing, that another new litter of kits had been born, and that three apprentices had been made into warriors.
Shadow Clan grows strong again, he finished. We are ready to take a full part in the life of the forest.
Fireheart wondered if that meant ready to attack our neighbors. He waited with a sinking heart for Tiger Star to make a case for expanding his territory. The Shadow Clan leader had paused and was gazing down at the assembled cats as if he had something particularly important to say.
I have a request to make, he began. Many of you know that when I left ThunderClan, two kits of mine were in the nursery. They were too young then to travel, and I am grateful to ThunderClan for the care they have given them. But now it's time for them to join me in the clan where they rightfully belong. Blue Star, I ask that you give me Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw.
Yells of protest from ThunderClan warriors broke out before Tiger Star had finished speaking. Fireheart was too stunned to join in. He had been concerned all along that meeting with his kits at gatherings would not be enough for Tiger Star, but he had never expected a public demand for the kits to be handed over to Shadow Clan. Blue Star drew herself up and waited for the noise to die away before she replied.
Certainly not, she meowed. These are ThunderClan kits. They are apprenticed now, and they will stay where they belong.
In ThunderClan? Tiger Star challenged her. I think not, Blue Star. The kits belong with me, and my warriors will take care of their apprentice training.
By that argument, Fireheart thought, Graystripe's kits should be returned to ThunderClan, although he guessed that Blue Star wouldn't want to reopen that debate with RiverClan. He was relieved to see that Blue Star was not going to back down easily.
Your concern is natural, Tiger Star, but you can be sure that the kits will receive the best possible training in ThunderClan.
Tiger Star paused again, his gaze sweeping around the clearing, and when he spoke again, it was not just to Blue Star, but to the whole audience of cats.
The ThunderClan leader tells me how well my kits will be trained under her guidance, but ThunderClan has a poor record in looking after its young cats. One kit carried off by a hawk, one apprentice savaged to death, and another permanently crippled when they were sent out alone without a warrior. Does any cat wonder that I'm concerned about the safety of my kits?
Gasps of horror came from all around the clearing. Fireheart gaped up at the Shadow Clan leader. How had Tiger Star learned about Swiftpaw and Brightpaw? It was too soon for news to have traveled to Shadow Clan, except Darkstripe, Fireheart thought, flexing his claws in anger. That treacherous warrior must have gone straight to Tiger Star and blurted out everything. In his fury, Fireheart missed Blue Star's reply, and when he made himself concentrate, Tiger Star was speaking again.
I don't see what's so difficult, he meowed smoothly. After all, it won't be the first time that ThunderClan has handed over kits to other clans, will it, Blue Star?
Fear clenched in Fireheart's belly. Tigerstar was referring obliquely to Mistyfoot and Stonefur. Greypool had told Tigerstar that they had been born in ThunderClan. Fireheart thanked StarClan that Tigerstar did not know the names of the kits or who their mother was. But what little he knew was more than the rest of ThunderClan. Fireheart glanced sideways at Stonefur, sitting only a couple of tail lengths away. The blue-gray Tom had drawn himself up, his head erect, and he was staring up at the great rock. His gaze was not fixed on Tigerstar, Fireheart noticed, but on Blue Star, and the expression in his eyes was one of pure hatred. Digging his claws into the ground, Fireheart waited for the ThunderClan leader's response. He could see how shaken she was, and when she managed to reply, every word seemed to catch in her throat like thorns.
The past is the past. We must judge each situation on its own merits. I will think carefully about what you say, Tigerstar, and give you my answer at the next gathering.
Fireheart doubted that Tigerstar would consent to wait for a whole moon, but to his surprise, the ShadowClan leader dipped his head and stepped back a pace.
Very well, he agreed. One more moon, but no longer.
Chapter 23 Fireheart padded warily through tall pines toward the two-legged place. Heavy rain had fallen the night before, so that wet ash and burned debris clung to his paws. All his senses were alert, not for prey, but for any sign that the dark threat in the forest would emerge to attack his small group of cats, as it had attacked Swiftpaw and Lostface. The injured she-cat was following Fireheart now, with Cloudtail at her side, while Graystripe brought up the rear, watchful for anything that might come upon them from behind. They were on their way to visit Cloudtail's mother, Princess. The young warrior had insisted on bringing Lostface with them.
You'll have to leave camp sooner or later, he had meowed. We're not going anywhere near Snake Rocks. I'll make sure you're safe.
Fireheart was amazed at how much Lostface trusted Cloudtail. She was obviously terrified by the thought of venturing outside the shelter of the camp. She jumped at every sound, every crackle of leaves under her paws, yet she kept going, and Fireheart thought he saw in her a return of the courage she had shown when she was Brightpaw. When they came in sight of the fence at the end of the two-leg gardens, Fireheart signaled with his tail for his companions to stop. He could not see Princess, but when he opened his mouth to taste the air, he caught her scent.
Wait here, he told the others. Keep a lookout and call me if there's trouble.
Checking again to make sure there were no fresh scents of dogs or two legs, he raced across the stretch of open ground and leaped up to the top of Princess's fence. A flash of white among the bushes in her garden alerted him, and a moment later his sister appeared, picking her way fastidiously across the wet grass.
Princess, he called softly.
Princess halted and looked up. As soon as she saw Fireheart, she bounded over to the fence and scrambled up to sit beside him.
Fireheart,
she purred, pressing herself against him.
It's so good to see you. How are you?
I'm fine, Fireheart replied. I've brought you some visitors. Look.
He pointed with his tail to where the other three cats were crouching on the edge of the trees.
There's Cloudpaw,
Princess exclaimed delightedly.
But who are the others?
That big gray Tom is my friend Graystripe, Fireheart told her. You don't need to worry. He's much gentler than he looks.
And the other cat, he flinched, is called Lostface.
Lostface,
Princess echoed, opening her eyes wide.
What a horrible name! Why did they call her that?
You'll see, Fireheart mewed grimly. She's been badly hurt, so be kind to her.
He jumped down from the fence, and after a moment's hesitation, Princess followed him and padded across to where the three cats waited. Cloudtail ran out to meet his mother, leaving Graystripe with Lostface, and touched noses with her.
Cloudpaw, it's been ages since I've seen you,
Princess purred.
You're looking wonderful, and haven't you grown?
You've got to call me Cloudtail now, her son announced. I'm a warrior.
Princess let out a little trill of joy.
A warrior already? Cloudtail, I'm so proud of you.
While the Tabby Queen eagerly questioned her son about his life in the clan, Fireheart did not forget that danger might be near. We can't stay long, he meowed. Princess, have you heard anything about a dog loose in the forest? Princess turned to him, her eyes wide and scared.
A dog? No, I don't know anything about that.
I think that might have been what the two legs were looking for that day Sandstorm and I met you in Tall Pines, Fireheart went on. I don't think you should come into the forest alone anymore. Not for the time being, anyway. It's too dangerous.
Then you're in danger all the time, mewed
Princess. Her voice rose in distress.
Oh, Fireheart!
There's nothing for you to worry about, Fireheart tried to sound confident. Just stay in your garden. The dog won't bother you there.
But I worry about you, Fireheart, and Cloudtail. You haven't got a nest to... Oh!
Princess had just caught sight of Lostface's damaged side and could not restrain a squeak of horror. Lostface heard her and crouched closer to the ground, uneasiness showing in her bristling fur. Come and meet Lostface, Cloudtail meowed, giving his mother a hard stare. Nervously, Princess took the few paces that brought her to where Graystripe and Lostface waited. Graystripe nodded to her in greeting, and Lostface gazed up at her with her one good eye.
Oh my goodness, whatever happened to you?
Princess blurted out, her paws working on the ground.
Lostface went out to tackle the dog, Cloudtail answered. She was very brave.
And it did that to you? Oh, you poor thing.
Princess's eyes were huger still as she took in the full horror of Lostface's injuries. The ravaged face, the lost eye, and the shredded ear.
And the same thing could happen to any of you.
Fireheart gritted his teeth. His sister was saying all the wrong things, and Lostface was gazing at her with deep sadness in her remaining eye. Cloudtail pressed his flank against her and nosed her comfortingly.
It's time we were going, Fireheart decided. Cloudtail just wanted to give you his news. You'd better get back into your garden.
Yes, yes, I will.
Princess backed away, her eyes still fixed on Lostface.
You'll come and see me again, Fireheart?
As soon as I can, he promised, and added silently, alone. Princess retreated another pace or two, then turned and dashed for her fence, swarming up it and pausing briefly on the top to meow,
goodbye,
before vanishing into the safety of her garden. Cloudtail let out a long breath.
That went well, he meowed bitterly.
You can't blame Princess, Fireheart told him. She doesn't really understand what clan life is all about. She's just seen some of the worst of it, and she doesn't like it. Graystripe grunted.
What can you expect from a kitty pet? Let's get home.
Cloudtail gently nosed Lostface. As she got to her paws, the young cat mewed timidly.
Cloudtail. Princess looked as if she were scared of me. I want...
She broke off, swallowed, and began again.
I want to see myself. Is there a puddle nearby I can look into?
Fireheart felt a pang of sorrow for the young she-cat, and admiration at her courage in facing what she had become. He turned his eyes to Cloudtail, willing to be guided by the younger cat on what they should do next. Cloudtail looked around for a moment. Then pressed his muzzle against Lostface's shoulder.
Come with me, he meowed.
He led her to where some of the previous night's rain still lay in a puddle among the roots of a tree, and nudged the ginger and white she-cat to the edge of the shining water. Together they stood looking down. Cloudtail did not flinch away from what he saw reflected there, and Fireheart felt another rush of warmth toward his former apprentice. Lostface stood rigid for several heartbeats, gazing into the water. Her body stiffened and her single eye opened wide.
Now I see,
she mewed quietly.
I'm sorry if the other cats feel upset when they look at me.
Fireheart watched as Cloudtail turned her away from the terrible sight and covered the injured side of her face with slow, gentle licks.
You're still beautiful to me, he told her. You always will be.
Fireheart felt almost overwhelmed by his pity for the young she-cat and his pride in Cloudtail for being so faithful to her. Padding over to them, he meowed. Lost Face, it doesn't matter what you look like. We're still your friends. Lost Face dipped her head to him gratefully.
Lost Face!
Cloudtail spat suddenly. The venom in his voice startled Fireheart.
I hate that name,
he hissed.
What right does Blue Star have to remind her of what happened every time a cat speaks to her? Well, I'm not going to use it again, and if Blue Star objects, she can go and eat snails.
Fireheart knew he ought to rebuke the young warrior for his disrespectful words, but he said nothing. He had a good deal of sympathy for Cloudtail's point of view. Lost Face was a cruel name, a symbol of Blue Star's continuing war with StarClan, given without any thought for the cat who bore it. But the name had been given to the ginger and white she-cat in a formal ceremony watched by StarClan, and there was nothing Fireheart could do about it now.
Are we standing about here all day? Graystripe asked.
Fireheart heaved a deep sigh. No, let's go. The time was coming when he and his warriors would have to confront whatever had turned them into prey in their own territory. Fireheart dreamed he was padding through a forest clearing in New Leaf. Sunlight streamed through the trees, making dappled patterns of light and shade that shifted as the leaves stirred in the breeze. He paused and opened his mouth so that he could taste the air. Very faintly, he made out a familiar sweet scent, and a quiver of happiness ran through him.
Spotted Leaf,
he whispered.
Spotted Leaf, are you there?
For a moment, he thought he could see bright eyes shining at him from the depths of a clump of ferns. Warm breath caressed his ear, and a voice murmured,
Fireheart, remember the enemy that never sleeps.
Then the vision faded, and he woke to find himself in the warrior's den, with the cold light of a day in Leaf Bear striking him through the branches. Still clutching at the last shreds of his dream, Fireheart stretched and shook scraps of moss from his fur. It was several moons since Spotted Leaf had first warned him to beware of the enemy that never slept. That had been shortly before Tiger Star attacked the ThunderClan camp with his band of rogues, just when Fireheart had hoped that the treacherous deputy's exile had sent him away for good. The thought of Tiger Star reminded Fireheart of the most recent gathering. There was no doubt now that the former deputy wanted Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw, and in spite of what he said to Blue Star, Fireheart was sure that he would not be prepared to wait. Even though Fireheart was not surprised at Tiger Star's demand, there could be no question of handing them over. Part of Fireheart would have been relieved to see them go, to put an end to his own feelings of mistrust and guilt. But these were ThunderClan kits, and the warrior code demanded that the clan should do everything to keep them. A rustle in the bedding behind him told Fireheart that Sandstorm was waking up. He cast an uneasy glance at her.
Sandstorm, he began.
The ginger she-cat glared at him as she shook herself and stood up.
I'm going hunting, she spat. That's what you want, isn't it?
Without waiting for a reply, she padded across the den and prodded Dustbelt.
Come on, you lazy furball, she meowed. All the prey will die of old age before you get out there.
I'll find Cloudtail for you, Fireheart offered hastily, and slipped out of the den. Sandstorm clearly wasn't going to welcome any attempt to be friendly. The day was gray and cold, and as he paused to taste the air, a drop of rain stung him in the face. On the far side of the clearing, Bramblepaw and Tawnypaw were sitting with the other apprentices outside their den.
Bramblepaw! I'll take you hunting later, Fireheart called.
His apprentice got to his paws, dipped his head in acknowledgement, and sat down again with his back to Fireheart. Fireheart sighed. Sometimes it felt as if every cat in the clan had a reason to dislike him. He headed for the elder's den, guessing that Cloudtail would be with Lost Face. Even though the injured cat had been in the elder's den for a few days now, Cloudtail still spent all his spare time with her. When Fireheart reached the burned-out shell of the fallen tree where the elders lived, he saw the white tom seated near the entrance to the den. His tail was curled around his paws while he watched Lostface gently examine Dappletail's pelt for ticks. Is she okay? Fireheart murmured, his voice low so that Lostface would not hear him.
Of course she's okay,
another voice snapped. Fireheart turned to see Speckletail, the desolate look that she had worn since Snowkit's death had vanished. Her temper clearly hadn't softened, but her eyes glowed with affection as she looked at Lostface.
She's a fine young cat. Have you found out what hurt her?
Fireheart shook his head. It's a real help that you can look after her, Speckletail, he meowed. Speckletail sniffed.
I sometimes get the feeling that she thinks she has to look after me.
She looked sharply at Fireheart, and he was saved from having to answer by one eye.
Did you want something, Fireheart?
Asked the elderly pale gray she-cat, looking up from her washing.
I was looking for Cloudtail. Sandstorm's ready to go out hunting.
What?
Cloudtail sprang to his paws.
Why didn't you say so? She'll claw my ears off if I keep her waiting.
He dashed off.
Mouse brain,
muttered Speckletail. But Fireheart suspected that she was as fond of the young warrior as all the elders. Saying goodbye to Lostface and One Eye, he padded into the clearing in time to see Sandstorm leaving at the head of her hunting patrol. Brindleface was saying goodbye to them, gazing proudly at her foster kit.
You will be careful, won't you?
She mewed anxiously.
None of us know what's out there.
Don't worry,
Cloudtail flicked her affectionately with his tail.
If we meet the dog, I'll bring it back for fresh kill.
At the entrance to the camp, the patrol passed Longtail on his way in. The pale warrior was shaking as if with cold, and his eyes were staring. Instantly alarmed, Fireheart crossed the clearing to meet him.
What's happened?
He asked. Longtail shuddered.
Fireheart, there's something I have to tell you.
What's the problem?
As he drew closer, Fireheart caught an unexpected scent on Longtail's fur, the stench of the Thunderpath. The acrid scent was unmistakable, and Fireheart's alarm turned to suspicion.
Where have you been? He growled. To Shadow Clan, maybe? To see Tiger Star? Don't try to deny it. Your fur stinks of the Thunderpath.
Fireheart, it's not what you think.
Longtail sounded worried.
Okay, I did go that way, but I didn't go anywhere near Shadow Clan. I went to Snake Rocks.
Snake Rocks? What for? Fireheart wasn't sure that he could believe anything the pale warrior told him.
I've scented Tiger Star there,
Longtail explained.
2 or 3 times lately.
And you didn't report it?
Fireheart felt his fur bristle with fury.
A cat from another clan on our territory, a murderer and a traitor, what's more, and you didn't report it?
I thought,
stammered Longtail.
I know what you thought, Fireheart snarled. You thought, this is Tiger Star. He can do what he likes. Don't lie to me. You and Darkstripe were his allies when he was in ThunderClan, and you're still his allies now. It was you or Darkstripe who told him about Swiftpaw and Lostface. Don't try to deny it.
It was Darkstripe.
Longtail scuffled the dry earth with his paw.